Welcome to the Monday Nooner Senior Hockey Top 10 Show for this week, the first edition of March 2023. That's right, fellas, the final month of senior hockey season here in Saskatchewan is upon us. Hard to believe. It seems like just a couple months ago we were season preview show. Now it's kind of starting to wind down. Some teams are already done for the year.
Are we into the Sweet 16? March, the Sweet 16. Are we there, Boz? Or are we past it?
You know, I was just thinking about this today. We're down to the final four in each of the provincial. I think we are. We're getting close anyway. Provincial brackets. So I guess you could call those final 16 provincial teams for A, B, C, and D, this Sweet 16, I suppose. Yeah.
How many, what's going on in the ever popular senior hockey provincial bracket? Do we want to start there? Do you want to do any kind of sponsor shout outs here? I guess Mainline, right?
King of Trucks, title sponsor of the show. Didn't mention them off the top. Worth the drive every time, guaranteed. They've probably got some sort of March promotions coming out soon. Watch their social media, and we'll jap about that maybe next show, what they've got going on in March.
Always worth the drive every time to Rosetown, Saskatchewan. I saw Shouty Scotty had a nice truck, new truck there, picture guy.
I did see that he had a video of that nice red one there. That was that would look real good in my driveway, except for Chateau Shane could probably not afford that one. She was a beauty.
Yeah, very, very sweet looking ride. So yeah, we'll mention them again later on in the show, but check them out online for all the deals. Mainline GM, Chrysler, Dodge, Jeep, and Ram. We couldn't do it without them. And why don't we jump into our Nooner Bracket Challenge, because we have some sponsors we couldn't do it without on the Nooner Bracket Challenge. And man alive, it was like every day for 5 days there, Bracket Guy Callan was sending updates because there was elimination games and things were changing and a few different number ones over the last week or so.
What has been, if we look at the metrics or data, as all the kids are talking about these days,
analytics pod. Yeah.
What has been the biggest upset according to Kelman and his funky little graphs?
Without a doubt, Porcupine? It was on Sunday, Porcupine Plain taking down the defending champion Dinsmore Dynamos. I think 87% of our people in the bracket challenge took Dinsmore. So any of the 13% that took Porcupine Plain, if they make a run, that could be if they beat Eston, that could be a difference maker down the stretch here.
I really love the bulletin board material for Porcupine Plain, right? Just right up everybody's hoop. Here we go. Knock it off. No one took us. No one believed in us. They pulled it out.
Well, somebody believed in them because somebody's number one in the bracket.
That would be Glenn Height.
Yeah. Glenny.
Glenford. I'm not sure exactly where he's from. He's up from Battleford way somewhere. He actually, was pretty fired up in our DMs with his jump to number one. So kudos to him. Who else do we have? Let's give some plugs for some of the other tops. Janet Ferguson. She's been in the mix since day one. She's tied second with Scott Wildeman, which is a Unity Saskatchewan name. Tied for fourth, there's like a six-way tie. Byron Sperling, Chase Zudnich. Sorry, Chase. Jolene Mansway. Sorry, Jolene. Kyle Adamson and Zach Zadorodzniak, who is playing for the Drake Canucks. Had somebody text me and say, man, I'm going through this list. There's a lot of active senior players who are still in provincial runs in the mix here. Is there a lack of integrity coming up for somebody to maybe, you know?
And there's a lot of senior hockey wives in the mix and girlfriends.
Dallas Folk's wife, big senior hockey girl. She was in the top 10.
I seen, saw that. Yes, I did. She was buzzing.
I can't see. You know, it is a fantastic prize from Elk Ridge Resort. You get the 8 rounds of golf, 2 nights, townhouse or cabin, a little drinking money for the wild. That's the grand prize, thanks to Danberg and the crew at Elk Ridge. But no one's throwing anything to win that prize.
Do the meats chuck it out there? Like, boys, don't fall for the Nooner. If you do it, we'll take everybody up. We'll just go. That's what you get if you win. Right? Maybe that'll get chucked out there. Even more business for Elk Ridge.
I'm sure that the team at Elk Ridge would work a senior.
Oh yeah,
senior rate for everybody.
Sure.
I did want to say our leader Glenn Height sent us a press release based on his number one status. He sent us a release saying, as a retired low-end senior hockey goalie, I'm not used to seeing my name anywhere remotely close to the top of something senior hockey related. So it was a nice little surprise for old Glennie Balls there to lead the bracket challenge. And how about you guys give a quick plug for our sponsors on that? Because, they made it happen as much as we did, and Kellen did.
We couldn't do it without Kellen. And then GB Construction jumped on board, no problem. Al Batters and the crew. We couldn't do it without Richie Brothers Auctioneers. And then Roof Mart, Regina, Saskatoon, and Prince Albert. Anything you need roofing this coming season, make sure your contractor or you buying it directly from Roof Mart. Thanks to everybody. And Elk Ridge, as we mentioned.
And yeah. I will mention, McCormick is not last. He mentioned that to me at the rink last night. He wanted me to know that another sponsor of ours, Trent Myers, he's last. Sole possession.
Yes. The high-tech profile, last place.
Place award.
Race for last is heating up down there. And I want to know, like, who did some of these guys take?
Yeah. Well, some flyers, right? I know a lot of people said, I don't know who's on rosters and provincials you get. Yeah. It was a dice roll for some people for sure. So that's the Nooner Bracket Challenge over the next couple weeks. I'm going to talk to Kellen and see when it gets to the finals, if we can release the picks of like the top anybody in the mix so that people can see down the stretch maybe what needs to happen to win or who they need to pull for or who the other people have. So bracket challenge. Before we get into senior provincials, guys, I want to talk about something that came up on social media. Figured we should mention it here on the senior show as it's pretty fitting. Just want to send out our well wishes to Devin Guerin. I'm not sure if I said that right or not, but he plays for the pesky Hafford Hawks, EDAM Three Stars senior hockey team. And if you didn't see this on social media, just get into it a little bit here. He was playing a senior A provincial game against the Leroy Braves. It was a couple Sundays ago, game one of that series in Leroy. So I'm just going to quickly buzz off some of this press release. I don't want to screw up any facts on this. Obviously I don't want to screw this up. So I mentioned the game was last Sunday. At one point during the game, Hafford forward Devin Guerin started to feel unwell. He was taken to the dressing room by Greg Grzbowski during the first OT period when Greg called 911 for assistance. Fortunately, EMTs and an ambulance were stationed at the rink. Devin, accompanied by Greg, was transported to the Humboldt Hospital. He was at the hospital in Humboldt where Devin's condition worsened and he experienced a massive heart attack. Like I mentioned, 27 years old. He received great care from the medical team in Humboldt and they were able to stabilize him enough to transfer him to the coronary care unit at the Royal University Hospital in Saskatoon, where he received life-saving medical treatment. Devin will continue to work closely with his cardiologist, Dr. Orvald, as he begins his road to recovery and his condition continues to improve day by day. Dr. Orvald is optimistic that Devin will have a successful recovery and continue to live a full life. Devin and his family would like to express the greatest thank you to everyone involved in his care, EMS, Humboldt Emergency, and RUHCCU that assisted in saving his life. Devin wants the public to understand the reality that heart disease can affect anyone at any age, but with routine screening and early intervention can prevent serious life-changing health challenges. Thank you to everyone who's reached out to the league, Coach Greg and Devin expressing concern and good wishes. The response has been overwhelming. That's the statement from the Sask West Hockey League and the Hafford Hawks.
That is so, I've had so many people send me that and text it and say, you guys got to talk about this. Obviously we are. Now I got to say to Greg, what's his Grzbowski?
Grzbowski. Yeah.
Yeah. Like that guy right off the hop, along with everybody else that was instrumental in this, but Greg, he goes to the room with them, right? Like how many times a guy doesn't feel too great, I'm just going to go to the room, hang out by himself. That's scary shit. So the foresight or whatever Greg had to go to the room with him and then, you know, find out that things were a little more dire than they thought. Like good on Greg for the heads up there. And then having the staff on site And great job to everyone in Leroy.
Hopefully somebody's getting Greg like the golden trainer's belt, right? Like, what a weapon. And also, massive shout out to the, you know, the doctors, nurses, EMT, like, frick. Those guys are saving lives every day, doing some of the shit they got to deal with is unbelievable. Stuff like this pops up and boom, they're there. They do that. And it's just a day-to-day thing for them. So absolutely massive shout out for everything they do, for sure.
I know that one of the goalies on EDAM Hafford's goalie throughout league is Joel Grzybowski. I think Greg might be his dad. I don't know that for sure. But I talked to a few people with pretty close to the situation who said there's a number of factors that, like, if this didn't happen, if Greg didn't go to the room, if Greg didn't call 911 right away, if 911 wasn't there, if they didn't do what they did, like, I mean, it could have went wrong so many times if all of those steps weren't taken, right? So,
Boz, we need somebody, when you hear this, reach out. Greg's obviously a senior hockey legend. I got a shirt here. We're getting it to Greg. Somebody get us his info. We're going to send Greg a shirt.
Definitely. Sure. Too bad we don't have it in gold.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Oh. He'd probably be arranged. Yeah, kudos to him. And Devin, thinking of you, that's scary shit. People
road
just
to recovery.
27 years old, it won't happen. I mean,
unreal.
Yeah. All the best. Hopefully, yeah, anyone who knows him, pass on our sincerest well wishes.
And like you said, the screening, right?
Yeah.
Early
detection. Let us know when he's ready to buzz and we're going to bring him on the show.
Yeah.
Yeah. And maybe the peskies will, you know, sometimes I mean, whatever, maybe the Hafford pesky EDAM 3-stars, this is a little motivation for them. They've been buzzing already, but I'm sure they want to hang one for their buddy and their teammate. Wouldn't that be a feel good story in Senior A? And why don't we get into provincials? Senior A, Hafford, EDAM, they're taking on Drake in the North Final, fellas. It's settled. They moved on with their series win against Leroy in two tight ones. I know Game 2 went to overtime in EDAM. And then Drake knocks off Kindersley in two straight, a bracket buster for a lot of people. And I can't believe I can believe it, actually, but can't believe how many of us went against the defending champs, jumped on the Kindersley bandwagon, and yeah.
Don't Drake. Sleep on the meats. Don't sleep on the meats.
They are looking so good. I don't really remember everything that I picked, but I did take Drake in that series. I just felt kind of how they were loading up and the meat mafia there.
Oh, Mrs. Blair's been cooking. She knows, getting the boys fueled up.
I was going Kindersley until I went to watch the game and found out they block their live barn stream to people. And then I'm like, take a seat, Kindersley. I'm never, ever picking you guys again. I was pretty rattled about that.
You were rattled. You were really rattled about that.
Apparently their morale, and I've actually heard that maybe a few other teams, maybe even Macklin, will find out their next home game against Kindersley. I'm going to try Macklin's stream. I heard they're under the same wavelength of like thinking that it's stopping people from going to the games.
Come on.
There was 1,000 people at the Kindersley Drake game. It was packed. And that's, you're worried brutal about an online stream. Like, guys were telling me they're messaging Kindersley, do you want $10? Do you want us to e-transfer you $10 for the code? Like, is that what you're worried about?
You got to promote this stuff, Kindersley. Like, how do you expect to grow it by doing stupid stuff like that? That's just a bad move. Bad play.
And wasn't the game on like a random weekday night?
Yes. It was a Monday, Thursday night. Rink was packed. I bet you there was 100 plus people around the province who tried to watch it.
Yeah.
And got that thing about the code. Like, and their thought I've heard is like, they don't want people having like parties in their garage in Kindersley and not going to the games.
Oh.
If people care, they're going to pay their $10 at the gate before they buy a live barn subscription and watch you from their garage on a shitty computer screen.
No doubt.
Yeah. Like, there's nothing than being at the atmosphere of a senior provincial or playoff game. Like, they're still going to drive down the street. I've been to Kindersley. It's not that big.
Obviously we're all on the same page on this. I just think Kindersley, and if Macklin or any other teams are doing this, you're dropping the ball
big time. You're
missing the point. Figure it out, hopefully before the end of the year if your seasons aren't done. But huge swing and a miss, and that was my shout out for tomorrow's show. But That's we'll provincial. Still do A. it
then. That deserves no, two.
Provincial A's for Arctic Spa, Regina, Saskatoon. Lots of tubs in stock. It's getting to hot tub season. The home shows and all that. They're going to have some deals flying out. You can always get in and get a little senior hockey discount there. So tubs starting at $9,000. Arctic Spa, Regina, and Saskatoon.
And then in the south, obviously, Wynyard will now get the Odessa Vibank Bruins after OV knocks off Salvi in round one. Obviously, close-ish rivals there from the Coppell Valley Highway Hockey League. I heard Holtby was kind of the goalie, Brandon Holtby, was a bit of a difference maker in game one. I assume it was much the same in game two, but I don't think game two was as close. I think it was like 5-1 or something for Odessa. So yeah, Odessa Vibank gets Wynyard.
And Wynyard's got they get the two home games in that series. Now, here's a question. Is they're playing, Odessa Vibank's playing their home game in Odessa. Wynyard is a very fast, skilled team. Am I right in saying that?
Well, I think so, but I heard a guy that was at their Belcarra series said it was slow. Like, I can't believe how slow that series was. Anyway, I assume they got some guys who can move. Sure.
I'm thinking Odessa Vibank, maybe you tighten things up and you play that game in Vibank.
I might get boots on the ground for that, even no matter where it is, Odessa or Vibank. Where do you think they should play?
You don't have to worry about Live Barn in Vibank. The cement walls. 400 feet underground.
You know what, though? Even Odessa, you go from Odessa rink to Wynyard, that's night and day. Like, Wynyard's one of the nicest barns in the province. I don't know if you guys have seen some of the Parker Thomas's TikToks, but I'd imagine, I think we're all probably on the same page saying Wynyard is a favorite out of the south against Odessa Vibank. And I assume you guys think Drake is the favorite against Hafford.
And then Hafford's the feel-good story, right?
Feel-good story, yeah. I don't know. Like, we're going to get into the senior hockey top 10. I just feel like that Drake team with their Foam Lake guys and Turtleford guys, that's the best team in the province for sure. And we'll get into this more with our top 10 countdown. Because I've had people say to me, why is Drake not in your top 10? Drake needs to be in your top 10.
Right.
Like, while we've said all along, it's league heavy, right? They've got three different league teams represented on that provincial team. So how do you match them up against some of these league teams? It's not fair. It's not a fair comparison.
Yeah.
Very tough. Okay, let's move to B. And B is for Great Western Brewing, the beer deal. Man, we're hearing some teams guzzled a lot of Great Western and 016. That they're going to be getting a nice kickback check at the end of the year from our friends at Great Western Brewing. Of course, always DM us if you want to get in on the deal for maybe your ball team is coming up or weddings or whatever. So in B, we got Wilkie. They're up 1-0 on Wadena after a 6-4 win. Any boots on the ground comments there?
B is for boots. Boots on the ground.
Boots on the
from,
ground.
From Wynyard on Saturday night. I actually ran into Les Olofsson, who runs the Foam Lake Flyers, bought me a beer. Wasn't GW because they don't have any in Wadena. Ooh. They got to figure that shit out. But he told me in Foam Lake, they are Great Western exclusive.
Nice.
That's all they serve in the room, in the bar, whatever. Like, I'm not going to say, it's not my story to tell. But if you want to know how good that can be for your team, message the Foam Lake Flyers and see if it's working for them, because they are getting like a considerable amount of kickback, shall we say, from Great Western Brewing for indulging all year. So Les will tell you it's worth it for sure, firsthand.
I like hearing the kickback number, and then I go back because I told you guys, I had to do it myself. So I go back and I do the math, and I'm like, a lot of guzzling. That is a lot of guzzling. I like it. It's good.
How was that game?
That was a great game. It was, after the first period, I think it was 1-0 Wilkie. It was super tight. There was no room, like nothing could get going. Bunch of good hockey players, big bodies. It was 1-0. After two, there was 8 goals in the second. The floodgates just opened up for both sides. I would say relatively even match teams overall. I actually think Wadena carried a little bit more of the play than Wilkie did. They outshot them about 32-18. Wadena had some goals their goalie would probably like back. Then again, it's not easy when you got Ryan Keller with a pretty good shot, and him and Brock Harrison snap it around. I think they had probably 4 points each. Keller had a hat trick. So overall, very tight series. It could go either way still, but obviously Wilkie winning that one on the road is a huge jump start for them. Game two Saturday in Wilkie. Live Barn will not be blacked out, I've been told.
Wilkie goes in there and into the creamery. Ryan Keller last year broke their hearts as well with outlook.
Yeah.
And now Kells is in there again with Wilkie taking on Wadena. So they just want to be like, get this, retire already, Kells. Right. How about that?
Coach U11, Kells, beat it. Female, beat it.
I will say, I get the sense that Wadena does not think they're out of this series. Like, they're pretty confident. I don't want to overhype it or anything or say things that whatever, but I know that from their perspective, this series is a long ways from over, and they're pretty confident they're going to come back and win on the road, and then game three would be back in Wadena, boots on the ground next Sunday. So
a carb loading. Carb loading.
It's this Sunday.
Yeah, sorry. Yeah, this Sunday. Yeah, that's what I meant. Yeah, Saturday, Sunday, this upcoming weekend, couple days away.
How far of a drive is that from Regina?
Wadena, 2 hours.
Okay.
It's not bad. People think that's a lot, but I drive 4 to 6 hours a day. So it's
that's a like quick a chopper ride. Maybe Fowles could come pick us up in the chopper, drop us off.
Stop at the Fort Capel DQ. Good DQ there. Head north. Lizard. Get some donuts. Hey, shout out Byron Lazar, head coach of the Wildcats. Picked me up a dozen creams, and he left them in dressing room 3. So at the end of the game, slid in, grabbed the creams, took off. Because he said they're open that day, but he's like, if you don't order them in the morning, you got no chance. So
wow.
Props to him. That was a veteran move. That's the north side. How about the south? Grenfell and Carlisle. And last week, Barry was in Mexico, Guslin, and Belts and I were talking, and I mentioned that Grenfell was missing some key guys. Sanford King out for the year, leading scorer. Ruop out for the year. Kilgore's playing kind of hurt. So I think I said that Grenfell was like lock of the year. And then, or Carlisle. And then Grenfell wins that game 4-1, guys. So just when people were counting Grenfell out and Carlisle's got all these additions, Grenfell gets it done in game one.
Wow.
Yeah.
Carlisle brought the PGA down, flew it in, landed it on Main Street.
The angry right on Highway Carlisle 1. Fans. Disgruntled.
Hey, I'm not going to get too far into this, but I heard there was a, you know, the sign on the rink?
Yeah.
Let's just say, before you make a move like that, maybe check if there's security cameras on the rink facing the door.
I like it.
Yeah. Maybe do the old eyeball test before you secretly do something like that. That's all I'm going to say on that topic.
Or wear a ski mask and park far away. One of the two.
Oh, that's great. Someone got busted. Super funny. All right. Over to C. And C is for the Rusty Shovel. So, Sean Steffen and his crew all tanned up after a jaunt in Mexico as well. And 2020 Geomatics, the land surveying weapons there. So they present C. Eston Porcupine Plain, after the upset over Dinsmore, they fire on the third here in Porcupine Plain. Has anyone looked at how far that is?
That's got to be a hike.
Yeah, 5 or 6 probably would be my rough estimate. What do you guys like? Nobody thought Porcupine Plain was going to be Dinsmore. All things being equal, Dinsmore and Eston are pretty equal in league, right? They were the 3 and 4 seeds in the Sask Valley based on league teams. I understand provincial teams are a little different, but you got to think that if they gave Dinsmore run, they beat them, then they have a chance of potentially taking down Eston. Although I did see Dinsmore outshot them 44-24 in game 3 and lost. Like, it was shots on goal aren't everything, but if you do read something into shots on goal, Dinsmore carried the play against, must have run into a hot goalie for the Blues.
All right. Here it is, guys. Eston to Porcupine Plain.
575.
494 kilometers.
It's like Craig to Hudson Bay.
Holy. That's a jaunt. That's a lot of guys. There could be a lot of guys heading south ice fishing at the Sask Landing that night.
So is it the 1-2 format? What's the
home and so home? So they go Friday in Porcupine Plain. So Eston, I don't know, maybe they're spending the night. They're going up Thursday. That game's 8:30 on Friday, and then both games back in Eston if they need on the 11th and 12th. So wow. That would be next Saturday, Sunday.
So obviously go up Thursday, pregame skate Friday. You'd have to do it.
Fellas, they're leaving at noon on Friday. There's no doubt in my mind.
Porcupine Plain. Porcupine
stretch Plain the legs says, and student.
Hey, our rink's full. You can't pregame skate. It's jam-packed all day.
ODR. The school. There's got to be ODRs everywhere up there. It'd be frozen everywhere, ODR style.
Oh, what a jaunt that is. And then in the south of C, we got Dublas, Keniston, and Redvers. What?
That's going to be a great series.
Yes. And there's no dates on this. I'm not seeing any dates on this, though.
And I'll go back to your reference, Boz. You can't sleep on the champs. It's how do you pick Redvers? Like Kennison's just, they're so good. They lose one and we're down on them and then they come back and they're just so good.
How do you lose 12-3?
Yeah.
Win 10-0 and then win 7-1. Now there is some truth to the fact that Langenberg didn't have their top line in Keniston. Like load management. Which I find that super hard to believe. Obviously, if there is any truth, it bit them very hard in the ass. But I think maybe for the Blizz, they got the wake-up call they needed, right? Reset. I think Mike Perpich almost came out of retirement after the 12-3 loss. Hasn't played all year. Still waiting on his knee surgery. So, you know what? Belts, though, I did take Redvers in my pool.
Did you?
I think they're sneaky. They've got, like, those four guys from Watrous, including the goalie and a couple of studs. So, yeah, I'm on Team Redvers. Rockets.
Rockets.
It's not easier in this one as well. Map guy here, 419 kilometers between those two centers. Whew.
Jeez.
Yeah, so I don't know the dates. Like I said, no dates here. So, with that, stand by and wait for that. Over to D, Synergy AG, your crop input retailer. Along with Last Mountain Distillery, the local distillery from Lumsden, Saskatchewan. Kyle and Macklin, they've started already. And Macklin, a tight one, 3-2. You must have had some boots on the ground in that game and got some info.
I haven't heard much, honestly. I didn't. That was a little early. That game was going on while I was driving the 200 kilometers to Wadena. So I didn't, I honestly didn't hear much about it, but I do know that Macklin has arrived. Obviously last week we put him as the number one. No more sneaky, well-rounded team. I heard.
That's what I heard too. I heard they come in waves. They just don't stop coming is what I heard. They got no, they're pretty deep young guys and they just buzz.
They should put sauce. Print that on a t-shirt. We don't buzz stop sauce. Coming.
Don't stop coming.
Down south, Carnduff and Theodore, game one, Carnduff, a 5-3 win. You got a feeling that one's going the distance. Theodore's playing a lot of hockey right now, though, too.
They are.
Carnduff wins it on the road, right? That's a tough spot for Theodore to be in. I know there was a big tilly I saw on social media. Garrigan for Carnduff took it to somebody on the buff, set the tone early in that one, so... I don't know. I like Carnduff. I think I actually took them to go the distance in my bracket pool. I went heavy big six in my
big sexy.
So yeah, that's when's games two and three of that series.
Game two is coming up here Saturday evening, 7 p.m. in Carnduff. And if they have to go again, Theodore's bringing overnight bags because they go again 2:30 on Sunday in Carnduff.
I'm not sure where you stay in Carnduff. I don't think there's great lodging. Maybe the fast trucking workshop there. They could rent out some cot space for the fellas in the foul supper, General Well office space or something to lay their head down. But yeah, that's Provincial D, and that's our provincial wrap-up as we get down to the final four in each division. And you mentioned Carnduff, and they're going to have maybe a little more gas in the tank than Theodore, because like you mentioned, Theodore's in league. Well, Carnduff lost out in league to the Bean Fate Kohlers So they're going on semifinal. Bean Fate down 2-0 in their series to Mooseman. Mooseman won game one, 10-2, game two, 6-5 in OT. Bud Holloway with the winner. So Mooseman is one win away from a Big Six League final. Fellas, if Mooseman's in the Big Six final, I'm going to a game. I've said it all year. I'm going to a game, going to the Red Barn, getting a room at the Canalta. Hopefully it's during the week so I can make a work trip out of it. And if they do get to the final, they're likely taking on Redvers. They're up 1-0 in their series against Yellowgrass, the 7 seed in the semis. Game 2 is being played tonight as we record Tuesday night. No results as of right now, but that's what's going on in the Working Man's Women's League.
Okay, we're going to score to Sask East next. Belts, you've been kind of following that one now. It's kind of taken over your you've been consumed by the Sask East.
Carter Cockburn, talked about him before. Bruce's boy scored his second. I think 20 seconds left for the win in regulation there, fellas. Game two. That was Swan Valley versus Theodore. They're now knotted at 1. That's in the north.
Yeah, and over in the south, Rock City and Langenberg, two of the biggest rivals in the province. Of course, Langenberg out of provincials now. Game one went to Rock City, 4-3 overtime. Ryan Regal scores the winner from Jeff's boy, Dakota Odgers. Ashley Howie gets the other assist. Player of the week nominees to Ashley Howie and Dakota Odgers, 3 points each. Game two is Thursday night in Langenberg of the semifinal series. So, yeah, we'll have a north winner and a south winner soon, and we'll be duking it out for the second ever Sask East championship winner.
There'll be some packed barns there as well. Long Lake Hockey League, the Super League, the Wadena Wagons are league final bound. In their first season, let's keep in mind, in the Long Lake Hockey League, they swept the number one seeded Winnie Monarchs. They finished them off 4-2 in game three Monday night. 38-year-old Scott Odelein.
Yeah, that's Summer's boy. That's Lyle's nephew. So, yeah, you bet. He had two, I think. He lit it up.
Yeah,
he's buzzing.
Led the way there. The other semi, Leroy and Davidson, knotted 1 game apiece. Game three tomorrow night. As we said, we're recording this on Tuesday in Davidson. We could have boots on the ground there.
That's like that'd be a good series too.
Big time, yeah. I think they play Wednesday and Thursday, so by Thursday, could have a opponent for Wadena in that league final. Wouldn't it be something? Wadena comes over and wins league in their first year, Super League. Hey, how about the Wheatland, the league that nobody knew about until Mike Reach beat the shit out of some 18-year-old? Now it's the talk of the hockey world on social media. Some people giving him accolades. Some people not happy he beat up a preteen. Not a preteen. I shouldn't say that. What's your guys' take on the Reach viral video? Former guest.
When I saw that kid play against Roman this year, he had an edge. He had an edge to him every game. So I knew it, and Reach didn't let him off the hook this time.
Yeah, Reacher said the guy was looking for it all game. But I actually been texting him quite a bit of stuff off of the some of the Twitter comments, and it's hilarious. Like, some of the stuff is pure freaking comedy, right? Like, some people don't have a clue. Some people loved it, some people didn't, but it's just pure comedy. I love it. I love the comments. It just entertains me all day.
When I saw the video, I was actually in Wadena at the game. I was with a buddy of mine, and he knows Reach pretty well. He actually coaches his kids 3-4-5 team. He's like, "That's Reach." And I looked, it was 18. I'm like, "That is Reach." No shit. So I tweeted it out, like, former guest Mike Reach. And I thought I was going to get a message where it's like, "Reach wants you to take that down," that he put his name, but nothing came of it. He obviously didn't care too much. But the last I look, it had 200,000 views.
Amazing.
That fight in the old Pillar Dome. So yeah, Craig beats up on Hudson Bay, not only in the fisticuffs, but also on the scoreboard, 12-3 and 13-0. Game three in Hudson Bay this Saturday. So Craig up 2-0, clearly going to win the series. They got to go almost 1,000 kilometers round trip to wrap it up in Hudson Bay. Wonder if they can make him a deal. We'll give you $1,000 if we don't have to come.
Yeah, no doubt. Oh. No doubt. But hey, boss, speaking of that, St. Brew, Lake Lenoir, number 2 seed, taking on the number 3 Ramblers from Tisdale. Game 5, boys. Winner takes all in St. Brew. 7:30 puck drop this Saturday. We will have a winner. And they'll be taking on Craig, I'm guessing, in the final.
That would be a pretty good assumption, Belts. Good assumption there. Unless Hudson Bay, probably 180-1 right now to come back and win that series. Craig does have some suspensions. I saw Reach is going to have a game to sit down and think about it a little bit.
Think about his actions.
There's a couple other suspensions from that one. So that's the Wheatland.
Yeah, and I got a text message. I know Hudson Bay is looking at signing Matt Bohod. I don't know if there's any truth to that rumor, but yeah, so the Wheatland really, really firing up. Now, the Twin Rivers up north, the Working Man's League north of Saskatoon. I think that there's just some fantastic hockey going on here. We got Dalmany and Willow Cree going at it, the 1-3. Willow Cree won the first 2 games.
Your boys.
2-0, yeah. But then Dalmany, the pesky Dalmany, what are they called? Whalers? Sabres. 3-2 in overtime. So Saturday coming up here, they go again in the Dalmany Arena. Dalmany trying to even up that series and avoid elimination. And then over on the other side, the East Division, East Side, Kinistano and Birch Hills. And Birch Hills, a 4-3 win in overtime in game 1 and then 5-2 in game 2. So Birch Hills, a chance to wrap that up.
Defending champs.
Yeah, the chance to wrap it up at home Friday evening.
As we talked about last week, Barry wasn't here, but those two teams are actually playing together combined for provincials.
Right.
They lost out now. But I saw their last league game. I think there was a scrap, which isn't that uncommon, except for the fact they're playing provincials together. Maybe they weren't guys that made the provincial roster or whatever. I don't know, but I just thought that's kind of an interesting dynamic when one night you're fighting a guy and the next night you're potentially a teammate. So
yeah,
that's what's going on in the Twin Rivers for the Riviera Restaurant and Lounge, new sponsor here in Saskatoon on Circle and Idlewild. Don't think it's open anymore. Right by Hyundai. Swing over Kevlar, and play some vilts.
Kevlar Vest Central. There. Sask Prairie, we go there next?
Yeah, rematch season. Last year's league final. Last year's league final, by the way, was epic. 5 games, winner take all game, full barn, huge 50-50 between Meota and Turtleford. They're going to do it again this year as both of the teams upset their semifinals. I think Turtleford swept Battleford, the number 1 seed, and Edam took down Radisson in 4 games. So yeah, rematch time, and I know the Meota Combines are big fans of ours, so I'm rooting for them, fellas. I'm just going to go out there and say it. And
The Bines.
They had the nice picture at us there. Boys were guzzling in the room after, man. It's congrats to the Bines. I know we haven't given them a lot of love this year, but they hold a special place in the heart region of the Monday Nooners. Yeah, games 1 and 2 in North Battleford Saturday. Yep. Looking forward to seeing what the 50-50 and the crowd's like there.
Good buzzing.
Hey, shout out to Michael Pilippo, tied with Blake Tatchell for the playoff lead, both from the Meota Combines. Austin McDonald, 1 point behind from Turtleford. He plays provincials with the Drake Canucks, so he'll have to balance a bit of a schedule and a long commute to Drake from Turtleford.
Qu'Appelle Valley Highway Hockey League. I you know what? I've kind of slipped a bit. I don't really know what's going on here. All I know is Lumsden should be rested, and they're taking on Grenfell right now.
Yeah, I had some boots on the ground for this, so I kind of want to take this one from game 2, which was Monday night in Lumsden. Tuned in a little bit on Live Barn, but the Narcs win game 1, 4-3 in OT. We talked about earlier, Grenfell's banged up and missing a lot of guys and so on and so forth. So you think, okay, maybe Lumsden will run away with it. And you especially think that on Monday, after Lumsden goes up 5-1 in the first period on home ice against Grenfell, Grenfell buzzes back 4 unanswered in the second to make it 5-5. Overbettors were thrilled as it goes 5-5 into the third period. No goals in the third. First overtime period, 21 seconds left, looking like double OT. Stefan's going to have a late night, early morning at the Rusty Shovel after a late night at the Lumsden Arena. Well, 21 seconds left in overtime. Tanner Kyle scores unassisted from the red line. Like from the actual red line, he scores to walk off the game in overtime and tie up the series 1-1. So, yeah, Tanner Kyle with the winner from center ice. He had 4 points for Grenfell. Kyle Johnson had 4 points for Lumsden. What a way to end a game. Crazy.
In the other one, the other semi there, Gubba's fellas.
I actually, the game's, when is that game? Is it tonight? It's tonight. I just tried to call on the rink, but the number is disconnected out in Southie. The number is disconnected at the rink in Southie.
I just wonder if Gubba's teams, they give a shit. Like last year after they lost out in provincials, they seemed to fold like a cheap tent. Is that going to happen again? Do they care? Or they just want to hang one? Or are they upset that they didn't win Provincial A? That's what I want to find out from the Bronx. If they have any fight left in them.
Southie won game one, 6-2. Like you said, they're going at it again right now. Yeah, I don't know. I don't know if Balcaris, they just put all their stock into provincials and then come league playoff time, they kind of just run out of steam or give a shit, like you said. But yeah. And
I don't know if that's fair. I just like to chirp Gubba a little. Just like to get our eyes out of him. But Selby obviously just lost out of provincials too. So both teams in the same boat.
A lot going on in the Sask Alta these days as well.
I just was going to say, as we record this, 2-0 Selby after one.
Oh.
Did not phone the rink, saw it on Twitter. So there's a Quail Valley Highway Hockey League update. You want to go to the Sask Alta? Semifinal season? Fellas, Lash Vegas, I actually just talked to Boots on the Ground. I don't know if he's the captain anymore, but talked to a guy out there, Tyson Getzinger, friend of mine. I said, when's the last time the Lashburn Flyers won a league championship? Any guesses? 72. Last year they won?
New.
1976.
Oh, I missed her by 4 years. Said 72, a little off.
So the fellas are horned up, as you could say, a little horned up to bring one home. It's been a long time in Lashburn. They're feeling it. They're feeling good. They're 5-0 in the playoffs. They got a chance to advance on Saturday if they can sweep Elk Point. Yeah, I know the last game, Lashburn gave up 9 power plays and still won. So fellas got to stay out of the box, but liking what I'm seeing from Lash Vegas, Sask Alta semi.
How's the Meadow Lake St. Walburg series going there?
I think she's knotted up at one. And game two went to overtime in Meadow. Kelvin Fiddler.
Fidzy.
I was waiting for somebody to say that's Vern's cousin or Vern's boy.
Vern's boy.
Assisted by Dwight King, actually, game winner in overtime. So game three is going to be back in Walburg Friday night. Game four Saturday in Meadow Lake. Game five, if necessary, next week. And like we mentioned, winner will get Lashburn or Elk Point. Belch, you got any div? What's going on in the south there?
Div three, fellas, Etonia, Gull Lake, and the White Mud. They've only played one game. The Greyhounds pounded Etonia 10-2. Game two is this Saturday, 7 p.m. in Etonia. By the looks of it, Etonia doesn't stand a chance, but you never know. They're the first and second seed, so we'll see. This weekend, they'll be buzzing. By Sunday, this could be done. If the Greyhounds sweep this weekend, they are the champs. We head over to Nauticue, my old stomping grounds there. Assiniboia, the number one seed, and Cornac, the number two seed, face off Friday in Assiniboia. And that's a best of seven, though. That's what I like about the Nauticue. They're buzzing. They don't fool around in the finals. You got to win four out of that seven to be crowned the champ. Don't know if anybody can take Assiniboia down, but if anybody, it could be Cornac.
There you go. We're just going to assume that Assiniboia is going to hang another banner, I'm sure, out there in their brand new rink. Chris in the rink with a championship and a big celebration in that new rink. Barn. Div 3 update.
Maybe get a few extra eyeballs on the banner if you're going to hang one, just in case there's anything logo wise that shouldn't be there.
Keep your logo name on close it. Your chest vest. Hey, Barry, you get queued up the Sask Valley while I talk a little bit of Sask West Hockey League. Shout out to Mitch Wall, captain of the EDAM Three Stars, the inaugural winner of the Bill Say Memorial Award, which is a new award they give to the hardest working local player every year. So it's a chance to highlight some of the local guys, not the big money making imports. So Mitch Wall, longtime EDAM Three Star winner of that inaugural award. And as we record this, his Three Stars are up against elimination in Wilkie, down 2-0. I think the Outlaws 8-1 and 6-3 won the first two games. So if they can win tonight as we record, they advance to the Sask West final. If they lose, game four back in EDAM Friday night. The other semifinal, Kindersley almost got swept by Macklin. I know a lot of people were hoping Macklin could end Kindersley's season and have him hit the golf course, but Kindersley staves off elimination in game three. Game four goes 6 p.m. on Sunday in Macklin. Macklin, if you're listening, don't do it. Don't have that line barn locked. Don't do it. That's all I'll say. I want to watch that game from Regina, and I'm not driving to Macklin. So that's your Sask West update.
Hey, Shink, before you give the Sask Valley update, I was just looking here. We should pretty much call the Sask Valley the Champs League because all these teams, except for Dinsmore, shockingly, are still in provincials.
It's, the former Champions League. They're still going. Eston, Kyle, Keniston, Dinsmore, the only team not still going in provincials. In the playoffs, so as we record again right now, the ever-popular Tuesday game, Kyle and Eston are on the ice right now. They'd probably be just finishing the first period.
Going in the rink.
Elks won the first game 5-3. So Eston trying to even up that. Then they're going to go right back at it tomorrow in Kyle for game number three. Down in the other semifinal, Dinsmore and Keniston, they go tonight at 8 p.m. Quickly just going to take a peek and see if there's any score to report. After 20, the Blizz up 2-1 on the Dinsmore Dynamos, who are, they got something to prove now out of provincials. So maybe Dinsmore, the monumental upset. Not sure. It's a long series. But that's game one going on right now in the Sask Valley.
How many of those teams, Keniston, Kyle, and Eston, do you think win provincials? Obviously, Eston and Keniston can't both win. Right. They're in the same division, but what's the score belts?
Boys, 1-0. Eston after one just called the rink.
There you go. 40 minutes left. I was just asking, I said, out of those three teams that are left, Kyle, Eston, and Keniston, how many do you think win their provincials out of the Champions League? And I preface, it can't be all three, as two of them are in provincial. Or no.
Three of them.
Macklin and Kyle are in D, Keniston's in C, and Eston's in C. Yeah, only two of them could win.
Right.
I don't think any of them win.
Ooh, that's a bold statement, Cotton.
I think Redverse, sneaky Redverse, takes C, and I think Macklin takes D, and the Champions League no more.
The Blizz learned their lesson. They're going to repeat.
You know, one thing that I just love this part of it, and senior hockey tie-in, but when senior teams are playing each other, like two towns, because I think Eston ran into this, and then one of the minor hockey teams also going at it.
Yeah.
Provincials.
Yes. Like Eston could like basically hop on their mountain bikes and just ride down the number four, be there in like half an hour, and they could give her.
Yeah. Like I can't remember if it was Eston and Dinsmore or anyway.
That's the best.
Yeah, like
it is the best.
The towns are just right at each other. Caught in the middle there, heads up.
You know what's great when the young kids, like I can remember like Pee Wee or Bantam or whatever, and you get like a provincial game right before the Outlaws provincial game, and you're all juiced up because people are coming early to watch part of your game before the big senior game. Like that was a big deal in the small towns. Like we're on right before the Outlaw North final or whatever the case may be, right? Like
I love. I love, I mean, I even see it now in Regina a little bit where, you know, everybody and the, you know, even like Shink's kids playing PWAA. So like, we'll go watch that stuff. Everybody's supporting all these guys and these kids love it. And it is awesome hockey. And it's even better in a small town when everybody shows up for these games for these kids. It's just wild. It's just so fun.
So that is the leagues and provincials. Now, I have no idea how we're going to tackle the general well servicing top 10.
Me neither. We're going to take a quick time out. Maybe play a little Beethoven background. We probably won't play any music. We'll edit out this 5 minutes of deliberations and we'll come back high and tight with the top 10. All right. We think we have come to our deliberation. What is it like when they choose a new pope? The white smoke comes out of the top of the building.
It's done. They know.
We've made the final decision. It's white smoke time here on the old Nooner, the General Well Servicing Senior Hockey Top 10. Before we get into this, fellas, I think we should explain again that throughout the year, this was very league team oriented. Obviously, before provincial started, it's all we had was league teams.
Yep.
Now that we're getting down to the nitty-gritty of provincials, we've kind of made a few tweaks and we've maybe included some teams based on provincials only. And bear with us, I guess.
The waters have now muddied, we'll say. Hey,
what we are going off is if this was a video game,
right?
What teams would be ranked high? You know, like back in the day when you'd play,
you'd have Roenick in NHL
94. Yeah. And you know, who's got the 99 ranking for a team? Well, we only feel that there's one team that if it was a video game, you could play them against anybody and they'd be the best team right now. That's how we think. That's how we see it. So
Buzz, I'm going to buzz through quick. Last week, Barry was back in the homeland of Mexico. He wasn't around. We'll buzz this off quick. Honorable mentions last week was Theodore and Las Vegas. 10 was Keniston. 9 was Kindersley. 8, Belcarra. 7 was Wilkie. 6, Wadena. 5, Redverse. 4, Langenberg. Number 3 was Kyle. 2 was Wynyard. Number 1 was Macklin. Boys, I'm just going to say this. I'm going to preface this right now. There are some changes in the top 10 this week.
How did my Mexican top 10 fare? Ooh, I had Langenberg at 2. Not a good one. Hey, but I had Redvers at 3. Wilkie, Kyle, Keniston, Kindersley, Wadena, Balcaris, Wynyard, just based on name confusion.
I think Belts and I, my biggest letdown on mine was Wynyard too. Obviously, I do still think Wynyard is going to make the provincial final in A, but they got swept by the wagon. So I think something's got to give there. But let's get into it for General Well Servicing Senior Hockey Top 10.
This is the General Well Servicing Monday Nooner Senior Hockey Top 10.
All right, I'll start it, guys, with the honorable mentions. And we have a Mitt full.
I like it.
A Mitt Romney full.
We're going with Odessa Vibank Bruins. Really should rethink things and play that game in Vibank, but do you? Odessa Vibank's an honorable mention. Birch Hills, an honorable mention from up north. Miota Combines.
Love them.
An honorable mention. And they almost made the top 10. We couldn't squeeze them in. The Lumsden Monarchs.
Love them as well.
Number 10.
Hey, boys, I'll start it off here. Number 10, the Lashburn Lucky Larrys. 10th spot this week.
Number 9.
Okay, number 9, we weren't sure what to do as they're on the ice and the series is still much in limbo, or they'll be on the ice Wednesday and Thursday. So we decided number 9 this week is going to be the winner of the Davidson-Leroy series.
10K.
Not the winner of game 3 or game 4, the winner of this series, Leroy and Davidson, number 9.
Number 8.
They're banged up, but they're getting it done. That's either means you got a lot of character guys, you got a great goalie, or you got a hell of a coach and coaching staff. I'm going to go with great character and possibly some goaltending. Character guys.
Great goalie.
Yeah. Coaching, not sure. But these guys are getting it done. The Grenfell need a new logos.
Number 7.
Number seven, boys. They dropped a little bit this week. Don't know if they got it in them to get things done. I guess we'll find out. The Kyle Slusharks.
Number six.
Hanging in at number six. They don't move at all this week, even after a provincial loss. The Wadena Wildcats. They did, however, sweep Wynyard. Big couple games against Wilkie, potentially number six.
Number five.
Fitting that these guys are on top of Wynyard, because that's how Kells likes it. Just likes to get on top and just give it to them. On top of Wadena in number five, the Wilkie Outlaws.
Number four.
Number four, boys. They were at the top a lot this year, fell from grace, and are climbing the ladder back up. Doubles from Keniston at number four.
They've had a wild ride the last couple of weeks.
Up and down, like, you know what? It's been something.
Number three.
Number three, I'm pretty high on them down in the big six. I think they'll hang one banner for sure in the league, and I think they've got a chance to be a sneaky winner of Provincial C. They'll have to go through Keniston, though. Number three, the Redvers Rockets.
Number two.
Not a lot flashy about these guys, but just a good hockey team. Front to back, they keep coming at you, and they just get the work done. Number two, the Macklin Mohawks.
The number one senior hockey team in the province.
The number one team in the province this week. We're going to preface by saying we did go provincial style on this one, but like Barney said, if you're playing NHL 94, they're team number 99. Nobody's beating these guys. Mrs. Blair, bring us some ribeyes. We love you. She's cooking for the fellas out there, the Drake Meat Sweats.
Should be the Drake Foam Lake Turtleford Meats.
Like
is the number one team in the province with their seven or eight provincial ads, but
they can all bring us ribeyes.
That's right. Take lots of ribeyes.
I would be shocked. Maybe this is the Nooner Kiss of Death coming out this week. There seems to be one every week. I would be shocked if they don't win Provincial A. That would be the biggest upset at this point in the game.
Agreed.
We were so down on Drake, and I understand this was provincials. Talk about a turnaround.
Like, don't sleep on the champs.
That's right.
We did. Well, our mistake.
Let's not forget their provincial team added the two leading scorers in the Long Lake from Foam Lake. So you had the two leading scorers in the best league in the province. You're instantly like
And you got Mrs. Blair cooking for
you. Yeah, so cooking sausage. So that's the number one team in the province, the Drake Canucks. And of course, we'll see. Maybe the Hafford Edam Pesky Hawks can give them a run in Provincial A. That'll be a great series. Might have to get boots on.
Hey, guys, another thing I wanted to mention here. In Alberta, coming up, Easter long weekend. If you're in the Wainwright area, or if you just don't like your family and you have nothing better to do and want to go to Wainwright for a weekend, this is a great weekend to do it. April 6th to 9th. The Hockey Alberta Senior Double A Provincials going down. We know two teams that are going to be in it, Elk Point and Wainwright. And then they are awaiting the winners of the RHL, the NPHL, and they're going to have a little four-team shakedown. That's your, you should have a little bit of a stiffy on this one, Belts, because this is like your tournament format three-dayer that you want to do in Balgoni.
Let's do it. I love it. I love buzzing.
Just a little bit to putting it together, but yeah, it's not a video game.
Video game style.
Create a franchise mode.
There's some love for the guys in Alberta.
Yeah, we love it. And we will be doing a live show late March in Estevan.
We don't know what we're going to cover in Estevan, but yeah.
Something.
We're going to be heading down there the last week in March. Oof. Hopefully, the golf course is open down south, that far south. You're going to keep driving.
I'll caddy.
Hey, how about I want to give some love to another league real quick in Alberta, the East Central Hockey League out there, Senior Hockey League. It's like with the Hughenden Jets and the Oyen teams out there. They sent us an update of what's going on. They're in playoffs now. This message is a little bit old, so I apologize if some of the teams are now out, but heading into playoffs, Oyen was the number one seed. They're playing Forestburg, the 8. Provost was 2 against Delburn. Three seed Irma was taking on the Huendon Jets, our boys out there. Sedgwick and Stettler in the 4-5. So it kicked off last weekend. And it looks like our boys in Huendon split their series opening up out there. So anybody in that neck of the woods in Alberta, it's not a league we really talk about much, but get out and support the East Central Senior Hockey League in Alberta.
And while we're at it, let's give some love. They drink Great Western Brewing as well in Manitoba. The Southeastern Manitoba Hockey League into the semifinals. They're set. We got Portage to face St. Anne and Warren to face Morden. Warren, Morden. What a couple of handles going at it in that one. That's the Southeastern Manitoba Hockey League. Yeah, send us info on your league. We'll jap about it here. Senior Hockey Show. We're going to be getting a little, it's going to be getting a little sparse. The teams start falling out here. So we'll give some love to the other provinces. We love it.
And let us know when there's any, like, between 3 in the afternoon and, like, about 8 at night, old man skates. If you need a fill-in, I'm in. Fill us in. Nothing past 8 o'clock, though.
All right, fellas. That's our Senior Hockey Top 10 show for General Well Servicing. We will be back tomorrow, I think.
Big one. Big one.
150. We won't tell you our guest, but if you've listened to this show from the beginning, or at least since every 50, you'll know who might be coming up on Twirl 150 to follow the tradition we've started. So love back it. Tomorrow, 150.
Later.